A man went down to Kroger's supermarket and he bought a big jug of molasses. And he took the lid off and he poured that molasses into his gas tank. Not too smart, huh? The car is not made to have molasses poured down its tank. You see, human beings and the created order is made a certain way for flourishing, for working properly. It would be foolishness if any one of us said to General Motors, "How dare you to tell me how to operate my car?" They made the car and they give instructions so that that car will perform at its best. Think about the silly scenario. If someone went to the supermarket once again and bought a banana and stuck that banana in their ear, they're free to do so. It's perfectly legal, but it's absolutely against our freedom. You see, we've been given a freedom for excellence. There's something in our culture called the freedom of indifference. It says freedom is having unlimited choices and possibilities. But God is inviting us to perfective freedom. In moral theology, it's called participative theonomy. When you got God's will and your will, and when they unite, there is flourishing. The word communion means oneness. God wants oneness of your will with His will. Aquinas said, love is in the choices you make. And in the first reading it says, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. The commandments are the rules for right living. It is the boundaries to keep our freedom in proper order. Mothers and dads out there, imagine this scenario. Your kid is playing softball or football, and he's having the time of his life, and he's with all his friends and just having a great time. But right next to the game, over a fence, is a 200-foot cliff. Okay? That fence is not restricting his freedom. It's setting his freedom free. A good mom or dad would put up that fence because he or she loves that child so that they could play with reckless abandonment and be fully alive and just have a great time. God sets up these boundaries because we could easily spiral into self-destruction. My brother-in-law made one bad decision with what he put into his body, and he got behind the wheel. His Corvette that he dreamed about spun out of control, smashed into an oak tree, and then 6 days later, after a coma, he was gone. He used his freedom to jump over that fence. He used this precious gift of choosing wrongly. And you know the interesting thing that our Lord teaches us in the gospel? He's teaching us to use our freedom to even choose beyond the commandments. He says, if anyone kills, he will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, if you are angry with your brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. He also says, if anyone commits adultery, he has broken the commandments. But anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. The Lord wants us to reach inside of our hearts and give him that pearl of great price, our freedom, to say, Lord, into your hands I commend my spirit. My flesh wants to look at pornography or get drunk or get high or to lash out and swear and tear my brother down. But I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I am choosing to stay on this side of the fence. I am choosing to play in accord with God's holy will. And you know, the happiest people on life are those who have joy. Joy is something the world cannot give. Aquinas said, joy is love exalting. And when you got this pearl of great price, this joy, then you know you found heaven on the way to heaven.